Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner says he is pro-choice and he won't apologize for it. The governor yesterday told reporters in Chicago that he supports a woman's right to choose, regardless of her income. That's why he says he signed a new law that will leave Illinois taxpayers paying for abortions for women on Medicaid. Democrats at the Illinois Capitol say the law protects a woman's right to choose. Conservatives say the law will force taxpayers to pay for something that many of them don't support. And some of Illinois' most conservative lawmakers are vowing to never support Governor Bruce Rauner again. State Rep. Peter Breen said the governor broke a promise when he signed the law yesterday. Breen said he's watched the governor's inability to lead for months, but the broken commitment on the abortion law is the final straw. Breen said hundreds of elected Republicans and hundreds of thousands of Republican voters feel the same way. For more local news, visit our website at effinghamradio.com or download the Effingham Radio app. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.
This is Illinois Radio Network. In Springfield, I'm Greg Bishop. The numbers are upside down at Chicago State University. The small school on Chicago's south side continues to see meager enrollments as it pays generous salaries to professors and administrators. Benjamin Yacht reports.
There is some good news at Chicago State University. This year's freshman class is larger. 145 freshmen enrolled this fall. Last year it was 90, but that's still by far the smallest class at any public university. In fact, Chicago State has the smallest overall enrollment in the state, just over 2,400 students. By every measure, the numbers are meager. Chicago State returns just over half of its students. Only 11% will graduate in 6 years, meaning of the 2,429 students at the school, just 267 will get degrees in 6 years. But while the math does not add up for students, it certainly does for professors and administrators. Chicago State pays 83 of their 505 employees over $100,000 a year. The school's operating budget for fiscal year 2016 was about $99 million. Chicago State University officials didn't respond to requests for the most up-to-date financial information, nor did anyone at the school offer a comment or context for the school's low enrollment and high salaries. I'm Benjamin Yount.
This is Illinois Radio Network.